Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jimmy Galliano is with the FBI, supervisory agent, important positions all throughout his career. And Jimmy's been coming on the show for years, and we are immensely lucky to have him. He is with us, like all of our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jimmy, you don't know what's unfolding, but the assistant U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota is talking about more fraud today. And he's talking about these 14 programs where the amount of money spent, $18 billion since 2018. $3.5 billion since 2024. Staggering amounts, unacceptable, indefensible. When you think about the FBI and how they partner and work with U.S. attorneys all across the country, including Minnesota, can you just talk about that a little bit and how that works?
Sure. And Chad, first of all, apologies. You and I should have spoken a couple of days ago on the Brown University shooting. I am in New York City right now, heading back from St. John's University. I had to teach a class down there. Appreciate you taking me
in the car. No problem.
No, I appreciate it. I think we're all stunned and shocked at the level of fraud. But look, you're in the land of 10,000 lakes. I'm in New York City, and I can promise you that the level of fraud, waste, and abuse in U.S. government programs, even at the state and local level, Chad, Minnesota is not an anomaly there. And obviously, the spotlight right now is on your great state, and rightfully so for what happened, and this should be rectified. But yes, a U.S. attorney bringing case against something like this, that is big. Now, it doesn't mean that the FBI is the sole investigative arm for this. I'm sure they used state police.
Yep.
I'm sure they used even some local folks and other federal agencies. But this one was a big one. But trust me, it's not the only one that goes on in this country.
All right, let's get to Brown University. This tragedy unfolded late last week. And, Jimmy, as we sit here today on a Thursday, the individual behind the killing of two and the terrorizing of others still hasn't been found. How surprising is that to you?
Well, part of this, I think, Chad, is a glitch in the system that needs to be repaired. This should be handled, as all mass shootings should, as a terror investigation first, and then you work backwards from that. And in this instance, the Providence Police Department wanted to maintain control. I'm not casting shade on them, but it is a small to medium-sized department, less than 500 police officers, and the fact that the FBI or another federal agency doesn't have the lead here, even though they are supporting the investigation, I believe, and this is the world according to me, I believe has led to a complete cascading series of systems failures in the messaging. You're right to say it's been 5 days. Why have we not found this person? Because in the vast amount of school shooters,
yeah,
they either die in place because that's what they want to do ideologically, or they are apprehended immediately. And Chad, Brown University is a quarter squared mile by a quarter square mile. It's a postage stamp.
Yeah.
It's also it's blanketed by 800 security cameras. How they couldn't have picked this individual up moving into or out of that building and while inside that building, Chad, I don't have all the information as far as the investigation. The cops certainly know more than I do, but this does seem to be an anomaly.
This is Jimmy Galliano. 2 decades of brilliant work with the FBI. We're so lucky to have him on important stories like this. So let me go back to what you said at the start in your last answer about the Providence police and stepping in. Why would they do that? I mean, is this, because I want to talk FBI too, is this their skepticism of the FBI? Is this just a mistake by them? Are we seeing more of this in local police? Or is this just a rare situation where a relatively small police department did what they did?
That's a great question, and I'm going to give you a solid answer on that. The answer there is in this regard, Chad. The state has providence over any murder investigation. Yes, the feds investigate murder violations when they're part of something involving interstate crime, part of a RICO investigation, something like that. In this instance, the state would have had to have asked the FBI to take the lead here. And look, Chad, I can say this as a recovering politician. I served three terms,
yeah,
you know, in politics as a mayor in an upstate New York village.
Right.
When the politicians rush to the cameras and every press conference involves them talking and going on and on and on, when they're not passing any actionable information, you see what's kind of guiding this investigation. I'm not throwing shade on the cops, but this should have had a federal investigative lead to it, in my opinion.
Jimmy Galliano with us. Okay, the news on the FBI, which is kind of was the start of Dave and I thinking about having you on, then the Brown University story, then the timing, again, of even more fraud announced in the state. But let's get to the FBI and let's get the news that apparently will be official tomorrow that Dan Bongino, the number two man to Cash Patel, who had really no experience in this area, is going to step away. He's not even going to finish 1 year. And you've counseled me many times that in normal operations, the number two guy knows that FBI inside and out and is the coordinator, is the person that a lot of times the number one, whether it's Ray, Patel, the other big names, is the face and is very involved. But the day-to-day operations are by the number two. If he's out this soon, is it fair to say he just wasn't up for the job?
Yeah, my take on that, and when you and I have spoken about this in the past, I vainly attempted to remain agnostic on the appointment of Mr. Patel and on Mr. Bongino. I think they've done some good things. I think that the FBI desperately needed some reform at the top, but as you just mentioned, I said from the get-go that the director is a political appointee, though he serves for 10 years, so he can outspan any two-term president. He is a political appointee. The deputy director, for as long as we've been an agency, 117 years, has always been a person from the street that was a brick agent that did the job. Look, I'm not suggesting that Dan didn't have a career before being a podcaster. I'm just suggesting it's difficult to move from the podcast space where you can say anything, you can be a rage baiter, and then move into a position where now people have to believe that you're following the evidence bereft
yes.
of fear of favor.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How is Patel handled that also? Because he was the same. He was popular because within the MAGA group that he would say things that resonated, that they believe that may have absolutely been true, but also would lead us down some lines where I think more of us in the middle might say, well, let me see some facts behind it. And he clearly has drawn a lot of scrutiny. I mean, like the other day, he's doing an interview with his girlfriend because he's receiving negative feedback on, you know, what security she's getting and plane she's on. I just thought the FBI director is doing an interview with his girlfriend. I mean, what exactly is going on here?
Yeah, Chad, and I hate to say that you can draw some parallels here to the Brown University shooting. In the Tyler Robinson case, the individual who shot and killed, Charlie Kirk, the FBI director, in an effort to be transparent, I'm not doubting that he wants to be transparent, but he jumped the gun. And he also jumped the gun in this investigation with saying that we had a person of interest in custody and everything pointed to the fact that he was a suspect. Chad, hear me out. For your listeners, in this business where precision of language is so critical in critical incidents like this, it is better to be late and right than early and wrong. Yeah. And I hate to say it, but did that have something to do with the fact that there wasn't more of a push to have the FBI be the lead investigative unit in the Brown University shooting? That's my speculation, but man, I read the judicial tea leaves, and that's what my sense is in taking away from Cash's reputation and some of the faux pas and stepping on a rake of recent that have occurred with him.
Last thing, and I saw you say this the other day on TV, and I want you to expand on it, about masks and how difficult it is for those folks in law enforcement to try to track down. Then I want you to comment also on the use of masks by ICE. Where are we at with masks in society, according to Jimmy Galeano, with your 25 years of FBI work?
Sure. Two separate things. There's a reason why there are laws on the books that disallow you from walking around in the public with a mask on. It dates back to the terror of the Ku Klux Klan and the facts that to unmask these guys, to pull the hoods off of them, we had to create laws that said you cannot be in public with a mask on. Okay. Having said that, there's also a practicality there. We just came out of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I get
it. Right.
At the time, we believed that face masks were going to stop the spread of this. That was not necessarily the case. Now you see groups of teenagers in major cities conducting smash and grabs wearing masks. You see the Brown University person of interest, I'm not going to say suspect, walking around outside the campus with a mask on. There are laws on the books that suggest that in every city and state across this country, you commit a crime with a mask on, there is an attendant charge to that. We need to make that illegal. We need to move past this time where we're allowing people to move around with masks. Full stop. Now, moving on to the ICE piece. I probably come at this a little differently than you do, Chad. ICE has a job to do. We can disagree with what they're doing by removing people that have deportation orders, that have exhausted their claims to stay in this country. They're wearing masks. I was initially discomforted by that. You're a federal agent, you show your face.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, post-2020, we have allowed a surge of violence against law enforcement. We've forced law enforcement to almost be neutered in a sense on how they act. And now what certain segments of our population are doing, they're not going after the agents. They're doxing them and going after their families. For that reason, I take a little different stance on that. I was initially against it. I understand it now. You don't like what ICE is doing? Elect people to Congress and change the laws.
Jimmy, you're the best. Thank you so much. I understand your schedule's busy. We're always better when we have you on. And Merry Christmas, and you know we'll reach out soon.
Sounds good, Chash. Same to you and your crew there. I love your radio show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Jimmy Galliano right here on CCO. I'm going to talk a little water. I'm going to talk about Connecticut. I'm going to talk about, you know, we are reporting exclusively, Dave, next Wednesday, Christmas Eve.
It's true.
We are also reporting exclusively week from today, Christmas. Nobody else has it.
Mm-mm.
Nobody else has it. Now, we're also reporting exclusively that sometimes families get together. Nobody else has that story, do they?
I haven't heard it anywhere.
I haven't heard it anywhere. So you want to have the best water. You want to work with Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended since when? 1987. And get their signature. Get their calling card. The Connecticut drinking water system. It is phenomenal. I've had one since 1993. And when I moved, I made sure I would have one. Have the best water available. Start the day with water or that awful coffee or hot chocolate, whatever you want, and have the best drinking water system. That's not it, though. They'll help you out with your furnace, and 5 months from now when you might, let's go, 7 months from now when you need that air conditioner to help you with that. How about the water softener for your dishes, for your laundry, for the shower? Great company, good people. Save up to 25% on the Connecticut drinking water system. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.